From Washington, this is VOA News. Pressure mounts for the Israeli-Hamas ceasefire in Gaza, and Ukraine says a military plane likely shot down is from Russia. I'm Frances Alonso reporting from Washington. Worldwide pressure is mounting for a ceasefire in the week-long clash between Israel and Hamas militants in the Gaza Strip. However, the warring parties continued their attacks across the skies today. A White House spokesman says the U.S. will be engaged in an effort to reduce tensions in the region. The European Union says it's talking with parties in the region in an attempt to broker a halt to the combat. It called on Israel and Hamas to exercise maximum restraint. Meanwhile, the Arab League called on the international community to help end the Israeli airstrikes, saying the bombardment of Gaza cannot be met with silence anymore. Ukrainian forces are searching for crew members of a downed military cargo plane today along the Russian border as troops and separatists fight for control of key areas of eastern Ukraine. The Russian news agency Interfax reports that rebels are questioning four crew members of the plane in Krasnodar, about 30 miles west of the Russian border. Pro-Russian rebels claim they shot down the plane. Meanwhile, Moscow has not made any comment. The United States says Iran is negotiating in a serious manner about its nuclear development program, but has yet to offer ways to prove it's for peaceful purposes and not to manufacture weapons. The White House said today that Secretary of State John Kerry would assess Tehran's intentions after talks this week in Vienna, Austria, with his Iranian counterpart, the Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif, and then advise U.S. President Barack Obama on how the negotiations might proceed. A deadline is looming next Sunday for agreement on Iran's nuclear program. A senior UN official warns the growing Syrian refugee crisis in Lebanon could explode into intersectarian violence. The official says competition between the Lebanese and Syrians for limited resources is increasing tensions. Lisa Schlein reports.
Lebanon has the highest proportion of refugees of any country in the world. The UN Refugee Agency has registered more than 1.1 million Syrian refugees, and those numbers are going up by 12,000 a week. It is estimated the refugee population will reach 1.5 million by the end of the year. UN resident and humanitarian coordinator in Lebanon, Ross Mountain, says refugees now comprise one quarter of Lebanon's population, and this is rising to one third. Lebanon has no refugee camps, so most of the Syrian refugees live in some 240 of Lebanon's poorest communities in the northern Akkar and Bekaa regions. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
France's national holiday, Bastille Day, is also a time to showcase French military power and an annual parade in Paris. But this year's celebrations come amid heightened tensions. Lisa Bryant reports from Paris.
This year's Bastille Day began with the display of France's military muscle in the air and on the ground. Before the usual picnics, balls, and fireworks, fighter jets streaked across the Paris sky, crossing the city in the space of seconds. This year marks the centenary anniversary of World War I. France has always placed high priority on its defense capabilities, including its nuclear arsenal, and France's military expenditure still ranks among the highest in the world. But the economy is still struggling, and this year's Bastille Day also underscores fears of a weaker France. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
U.S. Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, who was held captive by the Taliban in Afghanistan for 5 years, has returned to active duty in the U.S. Army. An Army spokesman said today that Bergdahl has completed the final phase of the reintegration process and is being assigned to the U.S. Army North at Joint Base San Antonio, Fort Sam Houston in the state of Texas, where he can contribute to the mission. A Pentagon spokesman told reporters in Washington that Bergdahl will be doing administrative work, essentially a desk job. One of the biggest banks in the United States, Citigroup, is paying a $7 billion penalty to resolve U.S. government charges that it sold risky housing securities to help trigger the deep recession. The bank made risky loans to weak borrowers and packaged them for sale to investors as securities. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.